You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Tweeter writes in, been listening to Dan and Stu way before they made it to ESPN, but the show has turned into the Karen Lebatard and Karen Gotts show. Hashtag sad.
Is that guy?
I got to be honest. Every time you do it, and I hate revealing this kind of vulnerability to you, every time you hit me with hashtag sad, I feel it. It hurts when you call me sad. It's cruel. You do it so often when you hit me in the face with your hashtag sad. Please stop doing that. I know I can trust you with this vulnerability. Please stop hitting me in the face with hashtag sad. Because you don't like my Karen politics. Whitty, how many other things while you were off, how many other things were there that enraged you and made you shout at your devices because the show was getting something wrong?
Well, this is probably a bit too serious for what you're talking about, but I was listening to the conversation about vaccinations. And Chris, I'm unfortunately going to dig you out here because you were saying that, nobody cares about this conversation they were having about vaccinations, but every day, 700,000 people in the U.S. get vaccinated. That's a lot. And that's a lot of people who previously were not, who are now making the decision to do so. There are NBA players who are deciding to do so on the eve of the season, up to and including LeBron James, who made headlines for saying, yes, I got vaccinated. I was surprised by that. That was a legitimate headline that kind of stopped me in my tracks. So I do think that conversations that people have about vaccinations and, frankly, the increased amount of death that there has been around the country has led to increased vaccination. But I don't think any of these things are fruitless.
Oh, we dropped the ball there. Chris and I dropped the ball there totally on that portion of the conversation. Because, yes, people are tired of hearing about this, and it doesn't mean that we should stop talking about it, but especially in this venue. Like, we're getting so much of this because vaccination has become such a political thing. Like, I could hit you with so many he's that guys and you don't get the shows here just from the avalanche of this we're getting here. Dan and the High Horse Radio is still in full effect. After leaving ESPN, I thought this show would be even more progressive. Instead, they are now going Rachel Maddow on us with the Russia BS. Either they are now consuming a lot of MSNBC and CNN, or this show is now on the Democratic Party payroll. The new Bill Maher. This show is...
Does that person not know what progressive means? And do you guys not know what Karen means? Like, that doesn't make any sense. You don't have Karen politics.
The show has become a joke, pushing their agenda just like every other media outlet, not to mention they're all soft as wet donuts. This show was so good on 790, decent on ESPN, and garbage now that they can completely focus on only dividing issues.
Is that guy?
We are soft as wet donuts, though.
We were focusing on the fact that there are dividing issues yesterday. We weren't trying to divide. We're trying to unite, bring people together.
Through laughter.
And DraftKings.
Through contagious laughter and gambling.
And gambling. And daily fantasy, if you're in a state that you can't go to DraftKings Sportsbook.
Witty, that is fair and reasonable criticism. I think I'm good with Witty appearing. I don't know whether you have the time to do this. Just listening to a show and speaking on behalf of the audience where you reprimand all of us.
Yeah, no, he speaks for the audience.
Yeah, fancy young lad.
So you think a bulk of the audience wants more vaccine talk? I'm not saying I don't agree with everything you guys are saying. I'm just saying that the percentage of people that I think were changing their minds.
No, I'm with Whittingham. I don't think they reject it. That's all. I think that's what Chris is saying. I think people are talking about it in their everyday lives, and us talking about it is a good thing.
One of the things that the reason that I'm pessimistic, right, because we've been really slow on all of this stuff, and that people still need persuading after this many months. I have come to have adopt a bit of a defeatist attitude when it comes to thinking that America will behave in a united, open-minded, locking elbows, try to heal.
Well past that, Dan.
Sickness, right. Right. I mean, you guys feel all of that.
It's not happening.
I know, but that's where you hear me on behalf of the audience. I can hear it in my own ears, Stugatz. I'm like, oh, they come here because they just don't want to be hearing this talk again, and as if we're scientists or something on a virus that none of us had heard about 18 months ago. I get the idea that people wouldn't want this from this show, but part of the tension around this show throughout the time we've been doing it is we do all the dumb shit to get you in the circus tent so we can actually impart some decent information to you when we're giving you vegetables on some of the serious stuff that for 15 years we've been talking about this race shit and everything around the thing that just blew up in our face. And I mean, we had a race tote board. How many times did Dan mention this a day? It's always been a fight with the audience because I know you like the hijinks. I'd prefer to do those too. Trust me. I don't want to actually be afraid of America and things on fire and things flooding and, you know, a truck drives by me with testicles on the back and the American flag doesn't mean what it meant 18 months ago to me. And I'm kind of scared of that truck.
It's like a different America. We're scared of it.
Because
sorry.
I'm soft as wet donuts. I am. I'll say it. You said it for me. I am. I'm soft as wet donuts. You drive past me with your testicles on the back of your truck and an American flag, and I'm now scared of you.
You start trembling.
I'm now soft as wet donuts. There it is. You win.
I used to laugh at truck testicles.
Now I'm afraid of them. Ma'am. They're getting bigger, I've noticed. Have you noticed this?
Just because your balls are getting smaller.
Wait, have you noticed? You've noticed this, right? I feel like they're doing it to intimidate me. They used to be a certain size, and now the truck testicle is being sold in a larger model.
Now I've got Stugatz just driving down the road, seeing him, and go,
balls.
You should drive around with a couple of wet donuts.
What else do you have, Whittingham, for complaints that you were spitting at your devices?
Well, I mean, you know, when you're listening to the show on vacation, you're just, you know, finding things frustrating and annoying.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Because I need to be briefed when I come back. I can't just drop in out of the sky.
800 people that work here. We'll be fine with that.
I guess I'm just disposable. But I don't like to step in aboard a moving train and have no idea what happened while I was gone. So I spent my plane ride and I was, you know, yelling at Stugatz. I did find his joke about Peyton Barber incredibly amusing.
Oh, thank you.
That's a great shout, by the way.
You hear the jack-off joke?
Yeah, you know what? That was superb.
It's great when he gobbles.
You didn't want to text me or anything? You just thought it was, you know.
I'm here for Whitty doing sort of weekend reviews, being an ombudsman for the audience, yelling at us about stuff that we got wrong.
Does anyone love to be briefed more than Chris Whittingham?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Does anyone, let's update some polls here over the last couple of days at Lebatard Show, but put that on the poll. Does anyone like to be briefed more than Chris Whittingham?
Wait a minute. I just realized what you were doing. You were listening to make sure the show wasn't too good without you, right? Were you doing that thing? Were you hoping for it to be an average show?
This guy.
I don't do that.
Nobody wants the show to be amazing when they're not in.
You don't want the show.
Chris, you've been very public with that opinion, and I don't believe that is an opinion that's shared by all.
I'll say what we're all thinking.
All of you want the show to actively be worse when you're not here?
I'll be honest. Early on when we first started, I rooted for you to fail when I wasn't here. Now I don't care. Now I want it to be good because I've grown to love it.
You rooted for me to fail?
I just rooted for the show to be bad, right? Like, that, I did. I didn't want to be Wally Pitt. But now that we've, you know, we have a relationship, been doing this for 20 years, I know it upsets you when we have a bad show. I want everything to be great.
Are you doing the lion gag right now?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking
about.
He's
already serving his punishment.
Yeah. Are you serving your punishment already?
Yes. Is it done?
Who else in the other room is willing to cop to Chris Cody's just naked vulnerability and ambition that is not a team player?
Let me rephrase. I don't want it to be a terrible show. Chris, I just don't want everyone to walk out like finger gunning, like amazing show.
I am willing.
Like Tony said, yesterday's show was great. Yesterday? Not a big fan.
I'm willing to.
I heard, by the way, not that great.
I am.
Did you go to the Falcons part? The Falcons part was good.
It was a good show, Chris. Yeah.
What do you know about Arthur Smith, Dick?
It was, you were not here, Chris, and a conversation broke out for 7 minutes where all of a sudden the Dan Le Batard show with Stu got lazy and old from doing this crappy sports opinion giving thing for 20 years rose up, and Whittingham and Tony and Mike had a spirited conversation using advanced metrics to break down a Falcons offense that nobody cares about. That nobody in the league has any interest in the spent pieces left of the Atlanta Falcons, who are up 28-3 as Brady and the Bucs head into the Patriots. And they're done. They're spent. But Mike Ryan, Chris Whittingham, and Tony had a conversation about the Falcons that could not have been had here with Chris Cody.
So it sounds like they did the show Chris hopes they do when he's not here.
Seems like I missed a doozy.
Advanced Falcons metrics.
That's a good point.
You're the only one who's putting.
No, we also had Patrick Mahomes having tantric sex with a football.
Yes.
You didn't get that yesterday, did you?
Oh, the fake Patrick Mahomes having sex with a football. Where was that yesterday?
We missed that yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
We missed that yesterday.
You're welcome. I did.
Sling blade over here now.
Wait a minute. That is, I think you need to work on that a little bit. If he's going to be such a huge star, we should have a limited fake Mahomes around here with his, it's a really unusual voice. Have you heard someone like him? I've not heard, the way Patrick Mahomes sounds is unlike anybody I've heard. Am I an idiot for that? That I've not heard that accent. I don't know where that's from.
I've never heard that sound come out of anyone's mouth other than Patrick Mahomes. No. It's unique to him.
But it's yours has too much Sling Bob in it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Sling Bob.
Sling Blade. Excuse me.
Oh, damn it. You beat me to it. Otherwise, I would have been fine. We need to replenish that bucket.
It's been replenished. You guys got $40 yesterday.
Yeah.
It was an outburst.
There was a lot of mistakes yesterday. See what happens? Well, a lot of No. What happened was follow through.